Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf, 23 till 9 o'clock. Time for our weekly update about what's happening in the city of Houghton. Susie Lander's not available this morning. Bubba McGowan is pinch hitting. Good morning, Bubba.
Good morning.
Always good to have you here. First, a quick update. How did ladies' night go?
Excellent. It was better than last year. It keeps on growing. The ladies are having a good time shopping downtown, eating downtown, and having a few beverages, of course. You know,
a few beverages?
Less than they used to. The first 2 years was more of the Houghton sit than it was the Houghton and shop. They were a lot of people's wives, they said they were shopping, they really weren't.
Well, you know, guys have excuses for right, certain
well,
things.
Guys
in
go
life
to deer
too.
Camp to go
one,
hunt
yeah,
deer,
one of them we call deer camp. So I'm glad it went well.
Yes.
I'm glad to see that that's still growing. We welcome a couple of special guests along with Bubba this morning. Chris Kirkish is here, and George Kirkish, also known as Gimpy Kirkish, is here. This is, George, not the best week to be hobbling around the Copper Country on crutches, you know.
Yeah, it's a little icy out there. A little bit more snow than I would have liked to have with the situation I have. But I'll get through it. So.
Well, thank you for limping on in this morning. I appreciate it. And Chris, it's good to have you here as well.
Thank you.
As we kind of continue a bit of a look at some of the businesses in and around Houghton, our presentation each week brought to you by the City of Houghton. George, 100-plus years now for Kirkish Furniture. What a record.
It's hard to believe. It really is. You know, you think about it, with my grandfather coming over from the old country, starting the business in 1913 and bringing it to where it is today, it's been an accomplishment, a lot of hard work, and a big thank you to all our loyal customers, because without them, we wouldn't be around.
Well, and I grew up in a family business, and I know that sometimes it can be a little bit challenging as the new generation comes in, the old generation goes out. How do you keep it balanced, Chris, as you kind of look back at the history and look forward?
Yeah, there is a lot of family, too, in our business also, and yeah, generational switches, it's fun, you know. Now, Dad's set in his ways, Grandpa was probably set in his ways.
Yeah, you'll be set in your ways.
Yeah, that's true.
What's this?
And I'll get probably frustrated with the next generation, yeah.
But. Is it a challenge, George, to keep a business that has that kind of heritage, to keep it fresh and looking forward and not just rest on your laurels?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, you know, every day brings a new and interesting, you know, it is, you know, but we work hard at it, you know. The family is very close. If there's issues, we work together on them, you know. So, I mean, there's going to be challenges like any other business, but we hope we come out better than you know. There are challenges, let me just say that.
Well, yeah, yeah, and we know that, and we're not surprised by that. And It's wonderful to see that for a century you've been able to work them out and keep the business growing. For 80 years or thereabouts, you were downtown in Houghton, and then you moved up the hill and have been up there for 20 years now, isn't it?
Pretty close, yeah. That was a very good move for us, you know. You know, we love the downtown. It's just, we just needed more capacity. We were growing as a business, and, you know, we had a few locations for warehouses, and it was kind of tough, so it worked out for us. We didn't want to leave downtown, but, you know, we're part of the City of Houghton, so we want to stay here for a long time to come.
And for a store such as yours, that single-floor shopping opportunity, that's very important, isn't it?
It sure is, yeah.
You have heavy stuff. You have to move sofas and refrigerators and things of that nature. Yeah. That's hard to do when you're on multiple floors.
Yeah. At the old store, we had the four floors, and the bedroom furniture was on the third floor. And there wasn't an elevator to get up there. So
oh, that's a lot of mattress carrying, isn't it?
Mattress carrying, dresser carrying, and then the dining room sets on the fourth floor. So on a hot day, it was fun going.
Yeah,
to
we always
fourth floor.
we had the habit of putting the heavy stuff up high for some reason.
A top-heavy building. If we ever got a heavy wind, it'd go right over. And so you made the move. It's worked out really well for you. I do want to touch briefly on this because I got something in the mail from you. You've got a thing going on now, right?
That's correct. Yeah. Right now we have a pre-Black Friday sale going on. It's a lot of great deals in the store.
Does Black Friday work for you guys? Because, well, I mean, for the most part, you're not an impulse store where people would go to pick up a gift for so-and-so or so-and-so.
Well, no, that's not true. That's not true, really. I mean, we have gift items. You know, Lazy Boys, electronics, TVs, those are kind of those are kind of impulse
well, that's true, to an extent. That's true.
And you know, Black Friday is very important to us, definitely. Okay. So.
And of course, we always encourage people to shop locally, and you get great selection, and you get wonderful service, and you get excellent value. So we always encourage folks to shop locally. Black Friday is coming up, next week.
Yep.
Matter of fact, before you leave, I got to talk to you about how we're going to handle the show next week. If you want to come in on Thanksgiving morning,
I'll be here too. I can.
You're not going to be cooking, Bubba?
I will be cooking. I used to redo the floors of the Douglas House every Thanksgiving and Christmas. I used to spend the whole day inside working on the floors, but... After I got married, my bride said it was a bad idea, and then when my daughter came along, there was a thing that said, no, you're not spending the day doing the floors and playing with polyurethane and scrubbing things.
Well, see, you know, you're a business owner. I grew up in a business. You guys are business owners. You understand that sometimes you have to take your opportunities when you can get them to do those behind-the-scenes things.
Right. Yeah. No, I can appreciate what Bubba's saying. There's been many a times where Chris has been late working or I've been late working, you know, because you got to get stuff done for the next day, you know, and you only have so much time to do it. So
it's not a 9-to-5 job, is it?
Sometimes it's nice when we get those holidays and a day off where the phones aren't ringing, and we can actually go up there and do some work.
Get some work.
Yeah.
You love the customers, you love all the things that are going on, but sometimes you just got to get caught up. So.
Right, exactly.
So you've got the event coming on. I know I got the flyer, and I'm sure many others got the flyer delivered in the mail. I think it came yesterday, as a matter of fact. I was looking at it.
Good.
Because there's a purchase I'm thinking about, and we may have to talk.
We can talk.
They're notorious for talking. I try to keep my wife away from lately, but
hopefully Paula got that
she got that invite. I saw it on the table this morning.
How have things changed in your industry over the last years?
One big thing I think that's happening is that we're seeing a lot of furniture coming from overseas. America used to have, North Carolina used to be so big with furniture, and now I'm starting to see more of it coming from overseas. We still keep a lot of American-made products in their store, and we try promoting that more, the American-made products. But
more coming in from it would seem to me that that's pretty big stuff to ship in a shipping container, but I guess it works.
You know, and another big obstacle is the internet now. It's tough with the internet, you know, because people don't have to leave their house. They can go out and do the research right online. They don't get some of the benefits of coming into the local stores. You know, you get service and you're knowledgeable salespeople. But so the internet's tough. That's been tough for all of us.
Yeah, but you hit the nail on the head. You lose something if you buy it online. Okay, it comes in, it's shipped, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Then what do you do? Mm-hmm. You've got to put it in the box. You got to send it back. You're without it. Mm-hmm. If you've bought it locally, I would assume, you know, you guys are as much like this as anybody else I know here in the Copper Country. Somebody brings a product back in and it doesn't work, you're going to bend over backwards to fix that and fix it as quickly as possible.
Oh yeah, that's one of the things we pride on. We try to take care of our consumers. We appreciate them. We understand that, you know, if there's an issue and you want them to come back, you have to take care of them. So it's important. And we do service everything we sell, you know, be it electronics, appliances, furniture, you know, we try to take care of our customers. So, and I think we do a pretty good job.
And I think if you really take an apples to apples look at it, you don't save that much by buying online anyway.
True. I think so.
That's true.
You don't get the service that we provide too either.
For seniors,
we're going to deliver it for you, put it where you want it, set it up for you instead of just getting a box and here, unpack it, have fun.
Yeah, we offer free delivery, you know, we'll set it up for them, and then we'll service if there's an issue. So, you know, there are definitely benefits to buying local. So, you know, and we just try to do what we can and for our consumers. Yeah. You know, our customers are very important, and that's, you know, we want to keep them local, whether it's with us or somebody else. You know, it's important to keep the money in this area.
Absolutely, and the jobs in this area and all of that money gets cycled around and cycled around, and who knows how much good it does for us by the time it finally gets back to maybe where it came from or winds up in the bank or something like that.
A lot of the local businesses that do donations for events and stuff like that, you don't see a lot of that with the No. It's the locals that do that, you know.
Sure, sure. You're the ones who are buying the ads in the high school yearbook. You're the ones who are helping out the sports teams, making the donation to youth hockey and things of that nature.
The school play. Well, the school play you guys donated at the high school play. Well, in high school this week, you were donating.
Yeah.
And then senior citizens, you know.
Yeah. But you have to do that, you know. You have to do that. And like you said, it comes back. It comes around, makes a full circle. So it's important.
You know. Chris Kirkish and George Kirkish, thank you both for coming in. Congratulations on a century plus now.
Thank you.
At Kirkish Furniture. Bubba, any things coming up in Houghton we need to talk about? They'll be starting the gingerbread stuff.
The Santa's down at Swift's. And, of course, she does have Doggy Santa also, which is sort of unique. I don't know if Marilyn's been in yet to talk about that. But if you want to bring your dog.
I got to have a talk with Marilyn about Doggy Santa.
Well, you know, dogs need to see Santa too, so. Talk about being creative in business.
Yeah, sure they do. So, and we'll have more about all of those things as they kind of get a little bit closer. So, Baba, thanks for coming this morning. Again, Chris and George Kirkish, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Continued best wishes. Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.